Hello. Yes, I know that you're behind me. I can hear you. Well, you weren't exactly trying to be quiet, so I don't know why that would surprise you. My ears work perfectly fine. I didn't try to run because I knew there would be no point. There are knights stationed around every corner. I knew I would be easily caught. And if I was going to be captured anyway, I figured that it might as well be by you. After all, at least I know you. Yes, I do. We have never spoken, but you've been a knight at the castle ever since my father was King of Thebes. I remember you from back when I was still a princess. You watched us when my sister and I used to tear through the courtyard. Most of the knights stayed stony-faced, but I always thought that I could catch a tiny smile whenever you saw us play. So I wondered if you might be nicer than most. But I still don't want your mercy. I never came here expecting that I wouldn't be caught. And you may do what you wish with me. I readily acknowledge that I broke the law. I will accept whatever punishment you decide to give. Whether you simply arrest me or, well, I know some of the knights like to play with their captives a bit. No, I don't want to be punished. Despite whatever you say to justify it to yourselves, not all women enjoy being taken. And I didn't perform this act to give you an excuse. I simply felt my brother deserved a proper burial. It wasn't right of the new king to deny my request to properly say goodbye to him. Yes, he committed treason, but he was not without cause. He and my sister agreed to rule the throne together. It made sense. They were twins, after all. But she got greedy and declared herself queen before anybody could stop her. And before you knew it, they were at blows, and everyone had to pick a side. Well, except for me. I refused. I could never choose between the two people that I loved the most. So I just watched in the shadows as all the courts took her side. I wasn't surprised they chose her. She was always more of a force than my brother was. But surely you must understand how he felt. The jealousy refused to leave him. He let it eat away at him day after day until it was finally too much, so... Well, I wasn't surprised when he killed her either. I saw the writing on the wall from the second their feud began. And I knew that this vengeance would one day cost them both their lives. But she got the honourable death. Far better to die by the bloody hands of a rival than by the swing of a guillotine. At least Thebes still thinks of her as a hero. But him? He's nothing but a criminal. Well, Thebes is wrong. They both treated each other unfairly. Neither was better than the other, and I love them both, and I will honour them both. I care not if the king agrees with such a decision. After all, my family was meant to rule. The new king only seized power while my siblings were at odds with each other. And I will openly defy him. While I know that I may have escaped notice if I had waited in the dark, I do not wish to. You see, I love my city too, and its walls have always protected me from harm. I owe my flourishing to its laws. laws which my family helped make. So even if I believe one is wrong, I will not pay my city such a disrespect as to disregard them all. And I will not flee rather than face punishment. This is my home, and I'd rather be a prisoner here than a fugitive elsewhere. So do with me what you wish, but do not think that I'll enjoy it. I simply recognise that it is deserved, even if it is not what I want. Very well. Whip me then. And here, I'll undress first so you may do it properly. No, I do not care who sees. Why should I be embarrassed? I accept that I deserve this and will take what you give me. I owe my city that much. And perhaps also you for serving it. I promise that this isn't a trick. I can hardly run with my dress around my ankles, can I? And sir, I do respect your authority, but please do not compliment my arse when you are about to whip it. If you want it, then you may take it. I know that I can't stop you. But at least give it what it's owed first and give it bruises. Thank you. Where would you like me? Shall I just lean over this wall? Very well. Yes, I know the position. I've seen this done to servants enough times. Sir, please. If you're admiring the view, I'd just rather you... I never realised how painful. No, I deserve this. Oh, I must not cry out. I must not. Sir, please. Please. I'm all right, sir. I knew the risks when I did this. I just didn't realise it would hurt that much. But I still don't regret my choice. And if you wish to whip me more, give me whatever you think I can take. Yes, I'm dripping. But I assure you, my mind didn't enjoy it, even if my body did. I am told that it's a natural reaction. I've seen it before with servants. It's just the pain. It excites. It's normal. Yes, I suppose that I was grateful for you giving me such pain. That excites me too. I'm not sure why that surprises you. You must have seen my sister and I trading glances at you when we were still princesses. You were always our favourite knight. Yes, that is the truth, but please don't use it against me. If you still wish to take me by force, well, I assure you, I won't enjoy it. So you want my consent? Well, that's not a punishment at all, is it? Or do you not intend to punish me anymore? No, I want an answer first. As much as I like you, I will only agree to this if I may do it freely. I won't have it used as leverage to keep me out of prison. Nor will I have it be a show of my gratitude for sparing me. Yes, sir. If I choose it, I promise that I will submit to you. As a former princess, I am well trained in that particular art. But I shall only do it knowing that it won't affect my verdict. You know our laws. Knights get to decide who they take prisoner. And I want you to choose without the temptation of my body. Do you have a bit of parchment on you? Good. Then take it. Write down your verdict on it and fold it up. Now put it in your pocket. No, I do not wish to see it yet. I'd rather enjoy the next few moments without worrying about my future. And whether I get to live free or not doesn't matter half as much to me right now as that damn look in your eyes. Yes, you may have me here if you wish. I don't care. The street is deserted, and anybody who happens to look out of their window will only be jealous. Now, how shall I service you? Would you like help out of that armor? Very well. I'm happy to oblige. No, it's not too heavy for me. As I said, I was trained. A proper princess always knows how to service her knight. You're already excited. Did my stinging arse really delight you that much? Well, at least it pleased one of us then. But I should like to please it further. May I please? What? That was hardly an unfair request. But I suppose you want me to ask properly. Very well then. Shall I curtsy? I suppose it doesn't quite have the same effect when I'm naked, so my words will simply have to make up for it. Please, sir. You are a brave knight who has fought valiantly to protect the city that I love. As a former noble, I view it as my duty to honour your fine character and delicious body. So please, sir, please let me feel you. Thank you, kind sir, for being so generous with your cock. It is a delight to kneel before you as I stroke it. I can feel you growing warm under my fingers. Shall I stroke you faster? Would you like that, sir? Does it feel good, sir? I ought to do more to satisfy you. Well, I can put my mouth to good use. After all, words aren't the only thing that it knows. And I do want to taste you. Thank you, sir, for letting me do my duty. It is where I belong, right here at your feet, pleasing my wonderful knight.
Mm. Mm. Oh, you taste so good, sir. Oh, sir, would you like to take my mouth, or would my pussy better suit you? It's your choice, sir. Very well. Where would you like me? Should I bend over that little half wall again? You did seem to like watching my arse bounce. And if you want to make it again, then I won't complain. I have a feeling that I'll find it a lot more entertaining this time. Oh, and don't worry, I'm already soaked and I want your cock to get what it wants. So please, sir, fuck me hard. I promise that I can take him. No, I've not had many before, although that's none of your business. I've just been well trained in the arts, sir. Now let me go so that I might bend over. There we go. I hope that you enjoy the views. No, sir, you feel amazing. Oh, please don't stop. No, I promise I can take it. I was born a noble after all. And I was built to entertain knights. Oh, harder, please. Oh, no, I don't care if it hurts. I want to feel every inch of you. Oh, yes. I want to feel your cum inside me. I want to know that I've pleased you. I want you to fill me. I want to feel your delicious cum drip down my thighs. I'm getting so close too. Sir, please give it to me. Please, I want your cum. I need your cum, sir. Oh, please. Please, please now. I can't hold it much longer. Please. I'm gonna come. Please come with me, sir. Please, I need it too badly. Please. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your cum. I'm honored that you chose to give it to me. And I'm glad to have been of service to you. Oh. I shall harbour no regrets about what happens. No matter what my fate, I know my choices were pure. I did nothing wrong by paying my brother respect, and I did nothing wrong by indulging you. As judged as I might be in the eyes of others, I know in my heart that I did the right thing, no matter what Thebes has to say about it. And no matter what you have to say about it either, I'll respect whatever you have decided to do with me. I know that the decision could not have been easy, but the rightness of my action doesn't lie in your choice. It lies with my intent. And whatever my fate, I trust you and the city of Thebes to be fair in all matters of justice. So if you choose to set me free, I will go willing. And if you choose to imprison me, then I will not struggle. For either choice will be right if it is what you decided. So please, sir, open the envelope and tell me my fate. Oh, sir.